And we've currently got Jamila on the line.
Jamila, so ahead of her recently announced run as national support on Tijuana Cartel's upcoming 17-date Australian tour, along with a hometown headline show of her own, the Perth-based critically acclaimed artist and producer Jamila shares her new music, Bloom. Thanks for chatting with us today, Jamila. How are you?
I'm good, and no problem. My pleasure.
So you opened your huge 17-date tour at Fairbridge Festival in WA. How did that go?
That was beautiful. It was my first time at Fairbridge, and it's such a lovely crowd, and everyone is genuinely there for the music. Like, it's not a music festival where people are just there to get drunk or anything. It was really wholesome and lovely, so I had a great time over the weekend.
That sounds awesome. So I got goosebumps listening to your track Bloom for the first time. It was really beautiful. It feels very strong and powerful, but also vulnerable at the same time. What was the emotional journey like for you in creating this track?
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. Well, I guess I have had these thoughts that I write about in Bloom all my life, and I think as a black woman growing up in Australia, being a woman of colour has always been quite a huge part of my identity, whether I wanted it to be or not. So It was kind of inevitable at some point that I was going to write a song about my experiences. But it was actually inspired by an interview of Nina Simone, which is I sample at the start of the song. And it was just where she was talking about her experiences and what and her opinions of black people and what she was trying to do for black people when she was alive. And I just got super inspired and wrote this song a couple of years ago, but it took me 2 years to put it together in a way that I was really happy with and then release it.
Wow, 2 years, that's a long time to have a song like in the pipeline. Is that how long it usually takes for you to produce a song?
No, not at all. Like, this is actually a funny one, and I've never done it like this before, because originally I wrote this song and produced it a certain way, and I was playing it on stage for about a year of gigging. And then I had 3 months off over the summer to have a break from gigging because I was doing so many, and produce a lot more new stuff. And this was one of the ones that I knew I wanted to release next. My manager really wanted me to release it as well, but I wanted to completely rework it. And I workshopped it with some other producers, which was really fun. But then one day I just sat down and was like, all right, I'm doing it all again. And within about 2 hours, this version of Bloom came about.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So I was watching the music video for Bloom, which is gorgeous. So how was the experience of shooting that?
Oh, it was so lovely. It was, I just got to spend a whole day celebrating the beauty of black women, really. It was, like, very cathartic and healing, I think. And also, I think I'm not used to being like the majority in the room. So when I showed up for when I went to the studio in the morning, I walked into the room where the cast was all getting ready and like doing their hair and putting in like braids or whatever they were doing. And I just felt this really like, oh my gosh, it's a whole room of black women. It was strange, but it was lovely. And it felt really important. And yeah, it was a really beautiful shooting day.
So, where was it shot? It was, beautiful nature featured in the video.
One of the things I've really liked about this video is that a lot of people have come up to me, even in person, have been like, where did you shoot that?
Yeah, I kind of want to go there.
It's kind of great because that's what you want with a music video. You don't want people to be like, oh, I know where that is. That's around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
But, it was just in Fremantle, there's like a big tree in it that we sit in, and that is in one of my friend's backyards. She lives in this beautiful like kind of nature bush area, and there's a community garden around the corner, which it's actually quite small, but the way we shot it made it look quite big, and it had corn crops and sunflowers.
It looks like it was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but it was literally in Fremantle, which
was very tricky.
Really convenient.
Yeah.
I know. And then the river was Bell's Rapids, so we had to do a little bit of travel for that one, but that was only about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'll put it on the travel list.
Yeah, we need to, definitely.
Yeah, do it.
you were saying before you were working with a number of producers to workshop Bloom. Is there any names that we might know?
I did some work with Yukio and J-Cal, yeah, and Tobacco Rat, a huge range of people, just to stretch my skills, I guess, and learn from what other people do, but also, like, loads of really awesome, kind of not well-known producers that are really good, just in their bedrooms. Like, I don't know if you've heard of a band called Butter, but most of the band members produce. And I did two sessions with the members of Butter and absolutely love those guys.
Yeah, wow. Are there any other artists at the moment inspiring you?
Oh, my gosh. I saw Bass Lemon at Fairbridge, and I honestly think they were the highlight of the whole weekend.
Wow.
Like, the front woman is just the most extra amazing woman, like, so herself. She does David Bowie makeup, and I don't mean, like, just half-assed. It's, like, absolutely amazing makeup and performs like a queen. So she's blowing my mind at the moment. Bass Lemon, definitely get onto that.
Yeah, definitely check them out. What's next for you after the tour? I know it's a little while away and there's lots of shows to get through, but do you have any plans for after that?
I think I'll just be producing again for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really like the idea of doing lots and lots of shows at once and then having, like, a little break and then doing lots and lots of shows again. And I mm-hmm. think that's generally how people who can afford to do that do it, like, at a really high industry level.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping I'm kind of getting to that point now where I can do that. So I'm looking forward to just producing a little bit more and then putting out another single and then maybe an EP or something next year, but nothing set in stone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're super inspired.
Yeah, I am. I'm having fun at the moment.
Glowing over the phone.
Oh, so sweet.
Can't wait to hear your EP. It sounds like it's going to be, from what we've heard so far, it's going to be awesome. We're going to jump right into Bloom right now. Thank you so much, Jamila, for talking to us. And
no problem.
Good luck with the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much.